The conference will now begin.
Okay, hi. Let's learn. We're on page Kuf Ayin Ches. We're trying to work on building the kelim that we need within us, using the yesodas that we've been learning, to build kelim within us to grow. To grow. We're talking about last week, we began learning the yesod of Ruach. And how is it that yesod of Ruach helps us to build ourselves into greater people? And we were learning that Ruach means motion. It means motion. Obviously, in a bad situation, it means being in galus. It means schlepping. It means not having menuchas and nefesh and yeshiva das. All that bad stuff is the negative manifestation of ruach. The ruach ra. A person just slept around his whole life. But in kedusha. Ruach, motion, movement means that a person is able to grow beyond the narrow gvulim of his life. A person who is raised in a certain way of thinking, in a certain way of seeing things, and as a result of movement, of motion, of ruach, he becomes a person whose borders become much more expanded, become larger, he becomes a bigger person as a result of meeting other people and experiencing different things. A person becomes a bigger kli kibble. His kelim, the kli hanefesh, becomes wider and bigger and stronger as a result of the ruach of life that moves him from one person to the next and from one place to the next. The person doesn't get married, so then he doesn't have that kinegdo. He doesn't have to really find a deeper part of it within himself. He could just be settled and satisfied with the person he's been since he's a kid. And by through marriage, that movement from being single to being married forces him to be in a position where his kelim become wider and bigger because he has to live with another person, and a person who's different from him, fundamentally different. He's a zacher, she's an akeva. To begin with, there's a huge difference between the two. Now, obviously, the kli becomes bigger. Then, Bez Hashem, there are children, and the children force this guy to make room for more things in his life, different personalities, and to be more patient and to be a bigger person. So the positive use of ruach in building oneself is very, very great. We're a little bit past halfway, where it says Yeseri Mizu. After Rav Schwartz was just explaining the heavy makabo call of the Mesever Panam Yafis, every person that you meet is an opportunity to grow, to learn from somebody who's a little bit different than you, and to make room in the klei hanefesh for a different way of thinking, a different way of looking at things. But yisayir mizu, even more than this, kisha adam harlech mimakim lamakim hatzarch shabamakim she'elav magia yeh klei kibul she'ikabul osa. Anytime that a person goes to another place, he has to have a clay kibble to be makabel that place. Kutzarach eretz shiyuchal himotze ba. Kutzarach eshel achila shesiyu levia. Now, just as he needs to have to develop a clay to receive the place that he's in, the place that he's in also has to be makabel him. It has to be makabel him. In other words, the place has to expand to receive him. On a very basic level, it means he needs achila shesiyu and levia. The volume means he needs to be given to eat and to drink and people to go with him, to take care of him. Since he's away from home, he's depending on others. Which is a chesed. So two things are happening. On the one hand, the guy himself, who's right now in the parish of Lech Lecha, who's in Golis, he has to develop a bigger kalim to be able to receive the new people that he's meeting in the new place that he's in. And where he goes to, those people also have to develop kalim to receive him. So he himself is mechadish within himself with koach of Kabbalah, and his presence is mechadish a koach of Kabbalah by the people in the Kabbalah. Dugma ledavar, an example of this. Liyelad begil mesuyam yeshnam koachas Kabbalah benefesh. A child at a certain age has a certain amount of koachas of Kabbalah in the soul. Kashu gadol, as he matures, as he grows, Olav liyatzer la'asmar klei Kabbalah chadashim. He has to develop new kelim. Talmid chachamim ein la manucha loy b'olam hazeh v'loy b'olam haba. A talmid chacham, as one grows into talmid chacham, the ideal person doesn't have manucha. He's constantly creating new kelim to receive. Every black emor you learn, every tesis you learn, every sefer that you open up, you're trying to be mekabel, you're trying to absorb, right? You're trying to expand your kli to be mekabel, a new idea, a new concept. You meet somebody, a new person, and so on. As the child matures into a talmid chacham, talmid chacham ein lam menucha, lo b'lo mezer b'lo ma'aba. Talmid chacham doesn't have any menucha. So we think of that menucha means, oh, I don't get like a break, I can't rest a little bit, I don't have some time off. It's not about time off. When a person uses his vacation properly, not chas v'shalom to do inappropriate things, it's a tremendous klei kibbul. But it's through the vacation and taking a break and resting, he's able to have yishuv hadas, and he's able to have come to a place of menucha. That's not a contradiction to establishing klei nefesh, to expanding oneself, to becoming a greater person. Okay, the person needs menucha. And Chazal say, Tamid Chacham ein lahem menucha, the Tamid Chacham never have menucha. It's not talking about vacation or rest. It's talking about growing. A person should be constantly moving. Ruach, constantly growing. New kelim to be makabal, expanded kelim of Kabbalah. What I'm saying about vacation is that also should be part of growing. A vacation is not that I'm going on vacation to run away. There are people that do that they're good boys at home, everything is proper with learning and with davening, and they go on vacation to get away from that. That's a ruach ra. That's a bad ruach. But a vacation could be a ruach tova. How's the ruach tova? I spend some time with my wife, with my kids, or I spend some time learning yeshiva das, and I'm able to come back to work and back home with broader shoulders and bigger kalim, that's fine. That's a ruach tovah. Inside of everything life. So when Chazal say, Tamid Chacham ein lahem menucha, that Tamid Chacham never have menucha, it doesn't mean that they're like tired and they're overworked. Ein lahem menucha. I mean, that scared a lot of people away from being Tamid Chacham. So it doesn't mean that they're overworked. It means that they want to always move. That's, and yelcha michal l'chayil. They want to move from strength to strength. They want to become stronger. They want to be stronger people. And that ruach of moving from place to place means that whatever I am in life, wherever I am, or whatever I'm doing, how can I use this experience of what I'm going through right now to grow? Even if a strong person is going through a difficulty, a tragedy, somebody was nifter. So avelus is not. Avelus is not the time to become a smaller person. Avelus is not a bigger person. Avelus is not to diminish the person. Avelus is an unfortunate experience that's part of life. And through that, a person will become somebody who's more compassionate, more understanding, has broader shoulders, and feels more what it's like to be lacking and to be missing somebody and to lose somebody. There are many, many ways that a person can grow through that. That's like there was everything in life. He gave Yaakov Leisha B'Shalva in the Baruch Shem sent him Yesav Etzad B'Tzar of Yesav Etzad. So So Bishalva does not mean that Yaakov Avinu was looking for, the Grand Hyatt in the Bahamas. Because Yaakov Leisha Bishalva, that Tzadik wants to be Bishalva, it doesn't mean that. It means that Yaakov Avinu had reached a certain point in his life where he said, where he felt that I've gained so much until here. I've absorbed so much until here. I can't see myself. I can't see myself beyond this point to receive more. So, because Baruch Hu said, "Yeah, you can." So then Yaakov was thinking, "Oh, maybe in a good way." So Baruch Hu said, "No, yes, it's tzaddik. There's gonna be any of the brothers." And that's good, because Hashem trusted in Yaakov, rightfully so, that Yaakov is going to become a bigger person through what happened with Yosef HaTzadik. And he did. He became such a person that he could be a Vayichi Yaakov, even in Eretz Yisrael. There's some people that can only live in Eretz Yisrael. They can only live in the Old City. They can only live next door to the Kaisel, or they can only live like by Shem Vayichai's grave. An expanded person can be an Elohim. You're not of a Kosovan, you're not by Rosh Hashanah. Yaakov, at the end of his life, is Vayichi Yaakov as a sign. And Rashi brings down, those are the most Gevaldige years. So again, people like with small minds think, oh, because there, Yaakov was able to rest. So he went to the Grand Hyatt of Cairo. And he was just taking it easy, and it was Machai. He was like, he was watching all of his Anikla while he was, by the pool. He's sitting on the lounging thing with a pina colada, and he's watching his Aniklach in the pool over there in Mitzrayim, and he's having nachas. What could be bad? That's Givaldi. That's what it means, Yaakov Avinu, Vechi Yaakov Mitzrayim. Vechi Yaakov Mitzrayim means that he was in the lowest place in the world, Mitzrayim, Vechi Yaakov, and he became so great from being in such a place of Tumah, because it strengthened his Klei Kibble to be a greater person, from being in such a place, to still be Yaakov Avinu in that place. To still be Yaakov Avinu. That's Vayichi Yaakov. Vayichi Yaakov. So the Talmid Chacham have no rest. Ein lem menucha. It's not because somebody throws it upon them. It's because they themselves feel it. That's the tachlis of life. It's to move. It's to grow. So you know that every single Talmid Chacham or a Rebbe or a Tzaddik or a Shiva will come, or a big Askan will come to Lubavitch Rebbe, 85 years old, ready to retire, and hang up his jersey and a lifetime of service. Lubavitch would always say, "What's the matter? You're just 85. What do you want to do? What do you mean you're not doing anything? What do you mean you want to retire? I have this ongoing joke in my house because sometimes I can have a rough day with different inyanim and going on. So I'll say to my wife, I think. This is it's time for me to try to gracefully leave this. And to retire, we'll go we'll go someplace quiet and just to learn and to schmooze a little bit and to have quiet." So my wife always says, "What would the Lubavitch Rebbe say? What would the Rebbe say? So I say something like, "So what do you want? I should go to my last breath?" And she says something like, Yeah, to your last breath. Hashem should give us all strength to know that this world is a world of Ein Lanu Menucha. And not only this, this world, the next world as well. Michael Ochal, to grow. Now, what happens if a person is maturing, he's getting older, and he's going through different things in life, he's changing, but his Klei Kabbalah are the same Klei Kabbalah? Right? That's Rachmanis. You can meet somebody that you haven't seen in 30 years, and you pick up on a conversation, and you realize this is the same immature person you knew in high school. Even though he's been all over the world, and he runs a corporation, he's got 7,000 people working for him, and he's got 12 kids, but after 15 minutes into the conversation, you see, I feel like I'm this 10th grade. I'm having the same thing. He said, "What do you think about the Yankees? What do you think about the Mets? What do you think about Trump? What do you think?" It's already, it's 40 years later. Still the same in the Yonim.
He said he saw 30 years later in the Chasna, outside in the lobby, floating together.
Same, and it's the same conversation, just names have changed a little bit. I forgot that to mention that she should be a schus for him, the Rivka Baz Rosh, and for some such akhus. But, you know, so we see this in others, but we're not so fast to see it in ourselves. But sometimes it's just so crazy, it's so obvious. Like the same guy in the outside of shul having a conversation, looking for, like, you know, when this kid is stark. And it's like, we did that in high school. We did it in high school. When I was in high school, we had a whole hour chevra sat in the shul the Friday night. In those years, you know, there weren't so many from people like now. And the shul, and the front part of the shul, they had the soft seats, the soft part. It was like 2/3 full, the front part of the shul. But then they had in the back chairs, like another 200 chairs in the back. It was really, that was there for catering things and stuff, but the chairs in the back. So we would go with the guys, like, all the way in the back. And there'd be hundreds of chairs between ourselves and the next Jew. And, you know, we stayed in the back, and by Kabbalah Shabbos, just the same stuff, like, you know, L'chadoidi, talking and joke. And then you see somebody that's 40 years have gone by, and it's the same Indian. The person has gotten gray, but the clay Kabbalah, the same, he has the same small little cup. It's the same container. It hasn't grown with him. The container hasn't changed, hasn't grown. So it could be that the clay Kabbalah is still tiny. Certain concepts and ideas have matured. He's getting older, so he has things have changed. It's like taking an elephant and putting it through the eye of a needle. So there are big things that are happening in his life. New things that are happening. He's married. He's got kids. He's not in high school. There's like an elephant. There's big stuff in his life. A wife and children. That's big. But his clay kabbalah is like the eye of a needle. That's the expression of Chazal. You know, to put an elephant through the eye of a needle. He has huge things going on in his life. But his kalim are the same kalim from when he was a kid. Same temper. Same impatience. Same intolerance. Same laziness. Same foolishness. The only thing is, that's one thing when you're in high school, so what's the biggest thing that you got going on? A bioregion? Some, what do you have going on? But now he's got a wife and kids, and he's got people working for him, he's got responsibilities, and people's lives maybe were depending on him, and he's got the same clay cable, a kupa de machta, a little eye of a needle of a kli, called tnua. He bets him tnua lamashu. All movement is meant to be a movement to something greater, just like Avraham Avinu, El Haris Hashem Lech Lecha, something bigger. It was hard because Golus, as Rashi brings there, Golus that we learned last week, Golus in certain ways, it takes away from a person. Golus is hard, but the Tachlis of Hashem is the first thing that the Baruch Hu ever said to a Jew. We can talk about Avraham Avinu being, you know, that the father of our people. The first thing the Baruch Hu said was to move. The first thing was to move. You're here, you got to move. It's time to move. All motion, all movement is towards something. It's to be expanding something, to grow something. Movement is to grow. And since that's the case, then I have to expand my clay kibble. Work on my midas, my anger, my immaturity, my laziness. I'm being forced. If I'm not in high school and I have a wife and kids, so Hashem's Baruch put me into this movement. It means I have to make bigger clay kibble. I have to make bigger kalim. So whatever that means, to learn musar, to learn chassidus, to work on yourself, to daven, but you just can't sit back and take this elephant in your life and try to squeeze it through the eye of a needle. Because the way you are in high school, you're a little person like the eye of a needle. And now it's not anymore a little thing. You're not putting a thread through it. When you're in high school, it was a little thread, and you got the thread through the eye of a needle, and you were metzliach. But now, your wife, your kids, whatever, that's big. You can't put it through the eye of a needle. You have to be a bigger person. You have to have a clear kibble to cobble that. The reason Hashem is moving you through life is that you should grow. Whatever you're going through in life, whether it's an aliyah or you're going through a difficult time, it's a yirida. You have to adjust to klei kibul. No, aliyah we understand. That's what we're talking about the whole time. What about a yirida? In other words, I'm going through a bit, like bad stuff, some aveiros, doing wrong things, looking at the wrong things. I'm going through a yirida. So, how do you? That's also movement. That's backwards. It's down. Right, you're moving down. So you have to adjust the klei kibul. That doesn't mean, oh, since I'm now in a lower place, that means since I'm doing all these affairs, so it means that I don't have to daven because I'm a lower person now. Or I don't have to learn because I'm a lower person. That's a very, very natural reaction. I'm Yerida. So Yerida means everything is be Yerida. No. When a person's going through Yerida, so the big Rebbe of all people going through Yerida, of course, is Rebbe Nachman. Rebbe Nachman says over and over that the meaning of a Yerida is when you're in that place. There are many things to talk about. We talk about it's going to be 27 years next week. This whole meaning of what when you're in Yerida. So when you're in Yerida, so Yaakov came to a dark place. Next week's parasha, Vayifka Lelokum, and Vayolam Sham, Kivah Hashem. She came to this place, and he was Misakin Marv. And the whole union of Marv is that what? Vemenoscha Balelos. Vemenoscha Balelos means that when I'm going through a dark time, Yaakov did not throw in the towel. He didn't give up hope. When he went through that difficulty of Golos and whatever happened to him then, and he was in a bad place, it was a Yerida for him, far from his home and far from everything that he was working on. So he was Misakin Marv that night. So what does that mean? It means that he strengthened the kli of emuna of emunas chabalelos, of faith in the night, of continuing to believe in Hashem, to know that I see it like Rabbi Nachman would bring the pasuk in Masech Shemayim, when I go to the highest heavens, Hashem is there, Shamata, Hashem is there, telling me keep on moving, you got to keep on moving. At Siyah Shaol, and when I descend into hell, I turn around, Hineka, there you are, Hashem. So what's Hashem telling me when I'm in hell? I'm sorry to talk like that, but that's what says in Pasuk. What's Hashem telling me when I'm Yerida? Hashem is telling me when I'm Yerida that he's here with me. And that because he's here with me, he's saying, in this Yerida that you're in right now, let's say right now you can't open a Gemara. You can't look at the Gemara. Say that. Does that mean that you have to watch? Does that mean you have to watch a stupid movie or a filthy program? Does that mean you have? So open up a Mishnah. So if you open up or open up a Chumashash. Or open up a story, stories about the Moshemta, whatever it is. Or spend some time with your wife and kids. Or go to a hospital and volunteer. In other words, make a kli kibul for the situation that you're in. So what a person will often do is you get this guy, he's a great learner. Whatever he's going through, and he can't look in the Gemara. He has over the Gemara. What happens typically for these guys? They disappear. They just stay in the room. They stop going through this medrash. If it's not going to be that guy in the Beis Medrash, the top guy in the Beis Medrash, then the only other thing is what? It's nothing. It's nothing. But Hashem is saying, I put you into a certain galus. All right, you're in this galus. You call it a Yerida. You're saying that you're going through a Lech Lecha. Every Lech Lecha, whether it's an Aliyah or a Yerida, is ultimately for you to develop stronger Kalim and bigger Kalim. So right now, think about what you can do in the Yerida that you're in to strengthen yourself. So, your voter right now is not to be the top guy in the Beis Medrash. Your voter right now is not to be a mushkus and a maneuver and throw yourself into the phone and the computer. Your voter now is, what can I do in the matzav that I'm in? What can I do in the matzav that I'm in? Unfortunately, more than unfortunately, tragically, the yeshivas don't generally address this at all. They don't speak to the boys about this at all. I had to make stronger kalim during a yerida. Just don't have a Yerida. Don't go there. Don't have a Yerida. But Rebbe, what if I'm... Don't go to that Yerida place. Don't go there. And even if, by the way, even if you're in a place where you feel that you have to, you got to watch a movie. So even in that place, you can mechazik yourself to make a choice. I'm not going to watch the disgusting movie. I'll watch like an old movie, whatever. I'll watch Godzilla. I don't know. I'll watch a ball game. I can't right now concentrate. So that doesn't mean you have to now, in the Yerida, that doesn't mean you have to let go and look at some filth. So watch a ball game or something, you know. And just in that place that you're in, be mechazik the kli kibble that you're working with right now. That's navoda. I have to know in the matzah that I'm in. That I'm also being asked or told by Hashem, move. Keep on moving. Every movement, every gullus, every change requires new kelim. Is mechadeshes kelim. Whether it's an aliyah to adjust or it's a yerida, mechadeshes kelim. The kelim, the klei hanefesh. Imatnuah lo techadesh kelim. If your movement or if the change in your life is not mechadesh any kelim in your life, ein efshos lekabel es atnuah, then you're simply not going to be able to deal with that change. It could be a guy that can't deal with his aliyah, that he has some kind of great aliyah or whatever, and he has a shvius of kelim. It's too much for him. He doesn't have the kelim of the nefesh to accept or to handle the new position he's in, let's say at work, or the new position he's in the Shia. But that's because he's doing well. And he makes himself crazy, and he's not able to metabolize it. That can happen even in an aliyah. You have to adjust the kelim to the situation that you're in, and you have to metabolize that tenua, that change in your life, to metabolize it in a healthy way. That's why, you know, Emigam Hassan says, like, so what do I have to, like, Rebbe, like, what do I need to know when I get married? It's not. There's no diburim that. There's no drasha that could explain that. There's no. You have to roll with the punches. You know. You have to see what goes on. You have to see where you are. But as you move, to work on yourself, to have the kalim, to change with those changes that you're going through, and to grow from those changes, to grow from that. I before this year, I was having a conversation with the daughter of a very, very, very wealthy people. And it's an Indian between her and a guy that she's dating. And she was very, very, again, it's not from the shul, don't get run away. And she's like very, very, very strong and very chutzpahic. And I was trying to make some suggestions of things that could maybe help the relationship in certain ways. That, you know, that you need to understand that the guy you're dating, I know him for a long time, and the way you're dealing with it doesn't work with him. You can work with him a different way. I'm just suggesting this. There's another way to work with this guy. I know him since he's a kid. You can work with him in a different way, and he'll respond. But the way you're doing it, it doesn't work. So she keeps on telling me, you don't understand. Okay. I said, that could be, I don't understand. But look, the way that she's talking with such chutzpah, such lack of derech eretz, just like, well, so I said to her, finally, like after going through this, and I said, like, I'm not going to have no argument with this girl. But I said to her, I want to tell you something, and you're not going to ever want to talk to me again. The problem that we're having here in this conversation, this is just before. The problem that we're having in this conversation is that you are not used to hearing a two-letter word in English. There's a two-letter word. You just don't have not. You're not used to hearing it. It's spelled N-O. You're just not used to hearing that. It's spelled no. The word's no. No, it's not what you think. It's not the way. It's not what you want. It's not the way it is. No. Daddy has always said yes. And because daddy has a lot, so the institutions you've been in have always said yes. And she's also pretty and skinny and the rest of that stuff. And rich. And it's always yes. That's a three-letter word. The two-letter word you've never heard. And I'm sorry to expose you to this horrible thing in the world, but you're not always right and things are not always the way that you want. Just that's how life is. No, she didn't hang up on me. She just said, she said, why are you talking to me this way? And I didn't raise my voice. So I said, just like the way I said it now, I said, I'm trying to help you, but I don't know if you're ready for that. She said, I have to think about it. Have a good day. And she hung up. Okay. Say that. We'll see. But to be able to be in the situation that you're in, and to be mechadish that kli. But for this girl, her growth in life could be very seriously stunted if she doesn't move out of this rich little spoiled kid thing to be able to receive another person, because she's ignoring something very, very basic about the guy that she's dating. He's very frustrated by it. I don't think it's going to work out, but she could pretty easily accommodate him. He's a great guy, and she's a nice girl. But she has to make adjustments, and she just is not in the business of making adjustments. Everybody she's met in her life had to adjust to her. She doesn't make adjustments. You have to adjust to me. And his inability to do that is just an inability. He's a good guy. He just it's the wrong guy. And I said, but you could, if you really care for him, try to work with him and make this adjustment. Try to work with him. You know, roll with the guy. Try to make room for that. That's what we're talking about. You don't understand. It can't, because it's okay for Saber. So, in other words, it has to be the way that you want. And it's, okay, no, I can't help you. It has to be the way you want. Adam shalomad mikra kufayin tes. Adam shalomad mikra v'la'ach mekein v'lamed mishnah, Talmud, halacha v'divrei Agadah. So we got a guy that's doing great. He began learning Tanakh, and he moves on to learn Mishnayos and Gemara and halacha and Agadah, all the good stuff, Kol Limud, all Torah. He goes on to learn Torah more and more. B'chdei l'kabel hutzarech kli acher b'nefesh. But you need a different kli b'nefesh to move from Chumash to Mishnah. It's a different kli b'nefesh. You're moving now from a certain way of thinking and a certain way of learning. Then you go to Mishnah, it's a different way. And when you go to Gemara and you go to Agadah, there are people that they want to learn Agadah, they want to learn a Medrash and Agadah the same way that they learn Halacha. It doesn't go. It's a different, you need different Kalim to learn Halacha, different Kalim to learn Medrash, different Kalim to learn Mishnayos and Gemara. That's just how it is. Kol Dor B'Shu Isegbo, Tzarech Shiyeh Lo Kli B'Nefesh L'Kablo. And it's the same thing with work. At work, whatever you're doing in the present time, you need a Kli B'Nefesh. You need a kli b'nefesh to mekabel that thing that you're Isaac in, that you're busy with right now. Hatnumi tnumi in the inyan. Life moves from one inyan to another inyan. Imatzev lamatzev. And there are different conditions in life, or different circumstances that a person always mitfisa latfisa. It moves from one way of grasping something and understanding something to another way of understanding something. Your whole life, you're talking to your whole adult life. You're talking to adults, and now you're a parent, and you have like an 8-year-old kid. I used to always say to my wife, "Do me a favor, bring this kid back when she's like 17, 18." I can't. I'm trying to reason. You're trying to reason, and you're talking to the kid with a certain seichel. And it's not working. And you're used to reasoning with people and getting your point across and then having a shock of the tire and coming to a certain maskana. And then you're standing there, you're talking to an 8-year-old kid, and the 8-year-old kid is not bichlal, not misspelled from what you're saying, doesn't get what you're saying. So it means now that you're a parent, you have to develop a clay cable to understand a child's mind, to understand how a kid thinks, how a kid reacts. It's not easy. I found that to be like the hardest nisayon in my life, to try to understand children. It's a very, very big nisayon. It's very hard to have a klei nefesh for a child. Not only that, but each one of the kids is different. So you can't have just a standard kli for all the kids together. This is my way of doing it. So this is how I treat all my kids. Yeah, but what if you know, Reuven needs this treatment, Shimon needs that, Levi needs this. Sarah needs that, Rachel needs this. Everybody needs something else. It means you have to have a clay kibble for each of the kids. It's very hard. It's very, very hard to have that. to understand each of the kids, to be makabel each kid for who he is, for who she is. It's very hard. Cult, every cult nuat tzvichel chadish klei kabbalah. Every change in life, you need to develop, you need to mechadish a klei kabbalah for that matzav that you're in, and that person that you're talking to. Ta'os nefutsa ma'oid b'nefesh b'nei adam, he, one of the most common mistakes, b'nefesh b'nei adam, in the nefesh of people, sh'odam rogil lilmod davar mesuyim, a person is used to learning a certain thing, la'ach mikein, hulor meit sug mesuyim shalim racher, and then you're moving on to learn something different. And you try to makabel this new subject that you're learning with the same kalim that you makabel the last subject you were learning. It doesn't always work. When you're reading it, when you're reading poetry, you can't have the same clay tables. And when you're doing mathematics, when you're doing math, it's different clay tables. It's not going to be masriach. A person has to have a new clay table. That's why I've said so many times over the years, you have a person that's used to learning halach and gemara, and then you show him something in Kedusha Slave, and he goes, what is that? What is that? That's pshat, and that's what the Torah is saying, that's the pshat pasuk. Well, what kind of pshat is that? It's not the pshat. So he said, listen, buddy, you moved from the world of pshat to a world that's called remez, drush, Remez Sod. Right? You moved into a different world. The world of Remez, of Drush, it's different than the world of Pshat. And you need to have a clay kibble if you want to understand what is the Kedushas Levi saying. You have to move and take out a clay kibble that receives what's called Remez and Sod. There's the Kedushas Levi is not saying that's the Pshat and Pasuk. He was a bigger Talmud Chacham than knew a million times. He knew how to learn Pshat and Pasuk. He knew Rashi and Ramban. He knew what the Sforno says in Ibn Ezra. But he's saying something with Derech Sod. He's saying something in Pnimius. So it means you have to have a clay kibble to become. What is that? What is Sod? How do you receive Sod? If you're going to try to understand Sod with the same seichel that you understand Pshat, you're going to start saying terrible things like, it doesn't make any sense. I don't get it. I don't know what he's saying. Where's he coming from? Because people do talk like that. Even people who have learned in yeshiva their whole lives, they still talk that way. It's the same thing with the person who's trying to move from Remez and Sod to go to the world of Gemara, but to go to the world of Halacha. It's a different seichel. Zekor Hashinui. There's no Eyem Imasev Lamasev. This is Ruach. The Kor Hashinui are changing. To move mimatzav lamatzav from one matzav to another matzav. Hashini machriach chiddush haklei kibbul. Yitochen shu yichadish hachazon. Could be, it'll be machadish, something more expanded. Yitochen shu yichadish pen shayna. A new way, a different way. Al yinyos, a higher way. Dakyos, a more refined. Abul tamid yichadish klei kibbul chadash. We have to mekabul klei kibbul chadash. What different kind of kalim? Kalim and kalim shayna, you could machadish, but you can't just go into the same way that you were learning, or the same way that you would when you were single, and to go into marriage and to expect everything to continue the same way. It just doesn't work. Zaha yisod shetnua yotzeres ivui. Tami machadeshes od kalim. That's the meaning of tnua, of ruach, of motion that creates thickness. Here, ivui doesn't mean fat. It means more, bigger kalim. Bedakus he mechadeshes tziruf. Now, bedakus on a deeper level, or a more refined way of looking at this is, it's mechadesh the ability to be tziruf means to connect one thing to another. Connect one thing to another. What does that mean? So it says, b'moshal haposhe b'yosef b'nefesh. Like a very, very simple moshal. Ha'odem b'shat toivah b'av b'bris ha'nisum. This guy is getting married soon. When this Zohar Labayis Chodesh is going to have a new house, a new home. The Torah says, V'ozov asavi v'asimai, v'dobak b'yishtov v'yil b'asach. He should leave his father and his mother and become attached to his wife. They become one flesh. Zorach Eifo, livnos avuro beis chasnes, commercial b'chazal. So he needs a place to live. La'ach mikein, noilad yelad. And then they get married, they have to have their own place, and they have kids. So if you have kids, it means that the one bedroom apartment, the studio, is not going to work. So you have to have a bigger place. You have to have a bigger place. You need another room. Every new revelation in your life forces you to add kalim, not to take away the old kalim, but to add kalim, to expand, to add. Zuhav chana imkain betfisas haruach, sheruach mechadeshes kalim. Ruach, movement, motion, is mechadeshes kalim. Losh meremes v'alma, he says a fascinating thing, that the word ruach, oisius chor. Ruach is the same letters as the word chor. Chor means a hole, an opening. Ki hi yetzeres kli kibul l'kabbalas oisadavar. Ruach forces a person to open up a place for something new. So the word chor, chor, an opening, a hole. Ruach hu gam b'chinas revach. Ruach is also the same letters as the word revach. Revach means a space. Like it says in Parsha, not now, in Vayishlach, revach kosim ben eda l'eda, to make a space between one flock and the other flock of animals. It means an opening, a space. Ruach is also opening, space, revach. Haruach yotzeres mokum pu'ulav yotzeres klei kibul elav. Ruach creates more space, a new space. It must. You must create a new space in your heart and in your mind to accommodate this new kid, this new job, this new learning. You have to make a space, ruach, to make it a chor, an opening, to have a revach, a space, to be able to accommodate this new person, this new thing. So, no. Ba'omek, yeah. Ba'omek ruach nimseis b'mokom shel kli kibul. Heichem shekvayis malei adover. When something is ready, when you have a kli and the kli is already full, harei shesolka ruach. It means that the ruach has now left this place because it's already full. Time to move on. It's time to move on. So b'kesheke Yaakov leishu b'shal. Yaakov said everything's full. So in that state of everything full, you would rather just stay. But Hashem says no. Then that means that the kalim now are full, and you got to move, and that's going to force you to have a new kalim or big kalim. It's full, so you need something more. Heichem shekrayis mali davar yisusuka ruach b'chol mokim she'ein davaracher shem haruach nimseis. Where is ruach? Space is where there's nothing there. When nothing is there yet, you have space. Klamar, heichem sheyesh kli kibul, sham hichala, ki hi mechadesh is kli kibul. Wherever there's a kli kibul, it means that the ruach is there. In other words, wherever there's empty space, it means that Hashem is telling you, fill it. You know, fill this empty space. Use this motion, use this movement, use this change as a way to fill this kli. Sarach losim levi yisoidza amoik mahalchachai. We have to pay close attention to this yisod in a very deep way, in all of the things of life. Adam oiveh shenuyim b'chayev. Each one of us goes through many changes in life. Adam oiveh shenuyim b'chayev. U'berabim mehem u'enu mezah kelim chadashim. Many times the person is in a new matzav in life, and he is not able to identify a new kelim. He doesn't have new kelim. Like it says in the parsha, an interesting thing. It says that Yaakov and Esav, until they were Vayigal and Arim, until they were 13, Rashi brings down, they were both learning, they were both davening, and it was, they were both like fine yeshiva. Until they were 13, they were practically identical, not just in, because they were twins, but they were practically identical in their behavior. Esav was a good kid. And Yaakov was a good kid. And the Muslim Swarm asked, like, so what happened to Esav? What happened? all of a sudden, it sounds like he had to remember something. Like he went nuts. What happened to him? I told him to kill him. I said, I'm done with murder. What happened to him? He was also going with a Gemara in his hand and with a Tzitzis out. And you see that. You see that with kids. What happened? Okay, so something bad happened. Now, we know that Yisrael Rabbanim Bekir, but that Esav had some predisposition of getting inside his mother's womb, because when she would pass by the Avodah Zarah, he would start to kick, and Yaakov would kick when they went by the Beis Medrash, right? So there was something there. So Pashto says that until Rav Chaskel Avishai, I think, says this, that until he was, until that time of that new tkuf in life, because by Mitzvah is a new tkuf, Hashem made boys in such a way that that something new starts when you're 13. Whether they realize it or not, something changes. So this change now took place in Esav, and whatever he was doing until now to hold back the demons inside of him, with the change that happened, something with puberty or maturing, whatever it was, with that change that happened, he just couldn't hold back. He felt he couldn't hold back the bad stuff that was inside of him. He couldn't hold it back. You'll see sometimes, what Pascal says, you see sometimes a person is like the most unbelievable person, and then all of a sudden, it's like a different kufa that he's in, and it's terrible. It's terrible. Like he was the best, most wonderful bacher, and he's the most horrible husband. What happened? Because he's moved into a different inyan, and he was not mechadish kelim. So Esav could have been the biggest, as we spoke very often, all the tzaddikim, the shemeshul, the tzaddik, all the tzaddikim say, Esav could have been the Rebbe of all Balei Tshuva, but he could have been a person that would have been able to be out there in the world and still be an Elich Yid, right? That was his job. That's what Yitzchak wanted him to be. He knew that he wasn't a simple yeshiva blacha. He had big kaiches to be out in the world and to be at work and to still like to go out in the field and to bring back matamim, to bring back good things to Hashem for being out in the field. So he had tremendous kaiches. What happened was is that after the bar mitzvah, he just did not develop the kelim to expand with those kaiches that he had, and so he ended up using those kaiches to be a murderer and to be all the other stuff. He had that potential within him to be really, really, really messed up. But he could have overcome that had he developed new kelim to accommodate this new energy that he was feeling as he matured. And he didn't. He didn't develop those kelim. Yaakov developed kelim chadash. He became the biggest tzaddik in the world. Esau became the biggest rasha. He just did not develop those kelim. If a person would be able to identify in each of the changes of his life, whenever things are changing, if he'd be able to identify kelim that he could use, so with Esav it would have meant certain kelim of whatever it was, to learn Musa, whatever it was. I don't know, whatever. Esav needed to find kelim to deal with his anger, how to handle his anger, how to handle the problems that he had, that he found within himself, that were coming out now. How to handle it. If he would have found those kelim, and if he would have figured things out with the right kelim, and if he would have gotten the proper advice somehow to develop those kelim, Esau would have been, it says in Sukkah, could have been bigger than Yaakov. He would have been an amazing tzaddik. But he didn't move with the changes in his life. He didn't move with them. He didn't adapt. He didn't adjust to the change. So all this stuff came out as he matured. He came by mitzvah, And he became Esav. He didn't find new kelim to be able to help himself. Instead, he just looked at himself as a murderer and as whatever, and he became such a person. He had that potential within him to be a murderer, but he didn't have to become a murderer. He became one. He didn't find the kelim to contain that inyan of murder. You know, the Dodo Melech was born also red like Esav. Donoch found the kelim. Kelim. You know, he went to fight Hashem's wars. He found kelim. Donoch found kelim had to deal with his inyan of anger, of passion. Donoch had the same tefillah like Esav, such a tefillah, also red, also such a passion. But Donoch found kelim in Tehillim and other things. He found kelim, new kelim, how to adjust to these emotions, to these feelings, to this passion, to this whatever it is. David HaMelech developed new kelim. to accommodate those emotions that he had, the passion that he had. Esav didn't. So Esav became Esav, and Dovid HaMelech was Moshiach Hashem, became Moshiach Hashem. Even though he had such, Dovid HaMelech could have gone where it could have been like Esav, Chas V'Shalom. Dovid HaMelech could have been the worst, could have been terrible. As parents, our main job is to try to help kids find the kelim that they need as they're growing up. So how to deal with the situations and to develop kelim. It's a hard parasha. It's a very hard parasha. That's really what chinuch means. That's really what it means. I'm just finishing this here. No, just the last paragraph. Achas hasivos shekoshlo ne'odam lava shinuyim hi. One of the reasons. Thank you. One of the reasons that it's so hard for people, you see what he does? He doesn't know I was going to be here, he forgot. One of the reasons that it's so hard for people to go through changes, to go through differences, the different times and things, especially teenagers, like you see, what happened to this kid? What happened? Like he was the nicest little boy. And then I thought, what happened? It's so hard. And then marriage, and then when you get old, things that shinuyim changes. Ki ha-shinuy matzach kli chadash, because the change needs adjustment. You need new kelim. You can be fine. You need new kelim. Sometimes you'll see a person, you'll see some old lady, and she's at a wedding. She thinks that she's, the way that she's dressed and the makeup she's got on, the way she's trying to move, she's trying to be like a teenager. So Rahmanis. You're 80 years old. It's time for some new kelim, which means to a certain refinement and a certain way of carrying yourself. What are you doing there? It's like that's when you were sweet, that was a sweet 16 year. It's no, everybody's like looking at you. It's strange, and people don't see them themselves. You're in a different situation. Why change is difficult? Getting old is hard. It's difficult. You're used to doing certain things. You have to have new kelim. You have to adjust. If you don't identify the new kelim, and you're trying to put everything into the old kli, so again, it's like putting an elephant into the eye of an eagle. That's something, what you are now, what you're going through now is different than the kelim that you had when you were younger. You got to adjust the kli to the new life. You're older, so in certain things you have to slow down. You need more sleep, or you have to deal with less sleep, whatever it is. There are things that change when a person's older. And you need new kelim. Well, the Messiah said, Kli Chodesh, Lamanasla Hachni says, the Kli Yoshin, you try to stoop into the old kelim, Machinus Kilayim. And the kelim is like Kilayim, because you're mixing two things that don't go with each other. It doesn't go. Your new way of, the new matzah that you're in doesn't fit into the old way. You can't Nave HaKoshi. And that's why changing is so hard. Going through different things, going through changes is so hard. Because we would rather not think about adjusting about Kalim. We try like to stoop in to the old Kalim all the time doing that. Just forcing into the old Kalim. Then you get into a fight with your wife because she's tiny, but you're a married guy now. You have to make certain changes. What do you think? You have responsibility for me and for the kids. Were you going bowling on Thursday night or something? Whatever. Like, were you sit all day Sunday by the television or something, watching a football game? I have to go visit my parents. No, he wants to sit by the football game. And his sign is, my whole life I watch Sunday football game. And I have to go see your parents, who I don't even like. I have to go there and ask them to be your parents. Then your life is different now. The ruach of life has moved you to this position, and you have to have a different kli. You just can't force that into the old kli. You're not 16 years old. You have a family, you have in-laws, and you have to go. Period. You just have to expand the kli. You have to have a new kli. Because that doesn't mean you have to renounce your love of football, but it means that you have to maybe get the rerunners. I don't know. Watch it later. But you have to move. You have to move. That's what Ruach is about. Move. New Kalim. All right. Good to show. So I think I might not be next week. So I thought I was coming back.